What's up, everybody? You're listening to the Locked On Yankees podcast, your daily podcast covering the New York Yankees. We are brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. If you're a new listener, hello and welcome to the show. I hope you enjoy today's episode. I am your host, Stacey Gottsoulias. I'm an author of Baseball Prospectus, and I run their Yankee site, BP Bronx. You can follow me on Twitter at Locked On Yankees or at my personal account, Stace Gotts. You can listen and subscribe to Locked On Yankees on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can also listen to the show via our website, lockedonyankees.com. And finally, you can play Locked On Yankees on your smart speakers by saying play podcast Locked On Yankees. As always, you can email questions or comments to lockedonnyy@gmail.com. And on today's episode of Locked On Yankees, we're going to talk about CC Sabathia and his one-year deal that he agreed to yesterday, otherwise known as Tuesday. Today is Wednesday. Happy Wednesday, everyone. We will discuss Bryce Harper. We will discuss other baseball news that's happening. Got some Tommy John news, not about actual Tommy John, the dude, but the surgery and other stuff. So let's start with Sabathia. I had mentioned on this very podcast that I would be perfectly fine with the Yankees signing CC to a one-year deal. They did just that, $8 million. Some people are not happy with the move because they think that the Yankees signing Sabathia and Gardner may actually deter them from signing big free agents, which, really, that's not happening. Anyway, so yeah, 1 year, $8 million. Sabathia went 9-7 with a 3.65 ERA in 29 starts last season, or, you know, this past season. And he took a salary cut from $25 million in 2017 to $10 million in 2018, and now he's making $8 million. And he knows he didn't want to even attempt to test the waters. He wanted to be a Yankee. He wants to end his career as a Yankee. And if he wants to do the whole let's sign a one-year deal thing a la Andy Pettit, I am perfectly fine with that. And CC Sabathia does not stand in the way of the Yankees making any other pitching moves. He's a fifth starter. They're not expecting him to be in the front of the rotation. They will be getting other people to do that. He's also not blocking Justice Sheffield. I saw someone say that yesterday, and River Avenue Blues was very quick to say, yeah, no, that is not the case. So good on the Yankees. I'm not one of those people who's all about intangibles, but in the case of Brett Gardner and CC Sabathia, they are the type of veterans that you would want on a team. They don't haze the young players. They accept the young players. They teach the young players. So I'm happy with both moves. I don't think Sabathia stands in the way of the Yankees signing any big trading for them. I also don't see Gardner standing in the way of the Yankees making moves for the outfield. So good on you, the Yankees and CC Sabathia. Now, the Astros got some not so great news. Lance McCullers will miss all of 2019. He is having Tommy John surgery, or he had Tommy John surgery. Apparently, this came as a surprise. I could have sworn that we all thought he was heading that way because he had elbow arm issues down the stretch. So I don't know. The way people were reacting on Twitter yesterday was kind of strange to me because they were like, oh man, this is really big news. And I'm like, I thought we kind of knew this already or that it was heading this way. But that is a big blow to the Astros, who could lose Charlie Morton and Dallas Keuchel to free agency. So right now their rotation is Gerrit Cole and Justin Verlander, which is not bad, but you need more than two guys in a starting rotation. So yeah, McCullers is out, Tommy John surgery. I said something on Twitter about Karma taking a little long to get to him, but she did. And if you're wondering what I'm talking about, McCullers had a nice time doing the thumbs down thing after Houston beat the Yankees. And I thought he was a jackass for that, and kind of hated him after that. So I don't wish Tommy John on anyone. That stinks. But on the other hand, again, karma. Karma. So wow, what's going to happen to Alex Cora next year after what he did at the Red Sox parade? I shudder to think about it. Anyway, what else is happening? Oh, Scott Boras claimed that Bryce Harper could play first base. Could you imagine if the Yankees signed Bryce Harper and made him become the first baseman? Do you know how many pissed off people there would be around baseball if that happened? I'd love it, because as I've said many times on this podcast and on my Twitter feed, I love when the Yankees piss people off. It's just, it makes me laugh and it's the greatest thing ever. And yeah, do it. Do it. Sign him, make him the first baseman. Do it. Just piss everyone off. That would be fantastic. And I also have said this before, and I will say it again. I am hoping that this offseason rivals 10 years ago. I hope everyone hates the Yankees again. They're buying their championship, blah, 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 blah. So up next, I don't know what we're talking about. There's really not a lot happening in baseball because, you know, the hot stove is simmering. And, you know, aside from CeCe signing, Kershaw signing, McCullers surgery, and, you know, rumors about free agents and stuff, there really isn't a lot to talk about. So we'll see what's coming up in the next segment. Doesn't this make you excited for the next segment? I know I'm excited, because who knows what's going to come out of my mouth. So up next, we'll find that out. But first, welcome back to the Locked On Yankees podcast, where I have no Yankees news to talk about in this segment. I will be talking about free agents, as usual, because that's all that's going on, really. Apparently, the Washington Nationals made an offer to Bryce Harper, 10 years, $300 million, and he turned it down. He wants to go somewhere else. I think he's sick of the Nationals always fielding these teams that you think are going to do well, and then they just ultimately disappoint. So I don't blame him. One, I don't blame him for wanting to switch places. I mean, I know that Washington has been a good place for him, but again, he wants to test the free agent waters. Waters. I'm so New York. You know, and hey, I'd want to go out and see how much money I could possibly get from people. Again, I don't think it's going to be what MLB Trade Rumors thinks it's going to be. Like I mentioned on Monday's podcast when I was making fun of their predictions, 14 years, $420 million is ludicrous for anyone, even Bryce Harper. I know he's still young. He hasn't hit his prime yet, which is scary to think about, because usually, you know, guys will hit their prime like around 28-ish. So, I mean, that's exciting to get Harper in his prime years. But yeah, he's going to be like, peace out, DC. Again, don't blame him. And it's not, the Nats aren't, I don't know, I just, they just can't get past a certain point. They get to the division series and then they can't get past it. Or, you know, they're doing really well and then they'll fade out and not make the playoffs. And just, you know, they got some good players on that team. And Max Scherzer is insanely good. And it's just not working out for them. And I said this when it happened. People thought I was crazy, but they have the president's race. And the joke used to be that they never let Teddy Roosevelt win. And then they let him win. And then the Nationals lost the division series. Was that in 2012? I believe it was that long ago. And ever since they let Teddy win, things have not gone well for the Nationals. Like, it looked like it was going to go really well. And then, yeah. So I'm one of those weirdos that sometimes believes in weird jinxes. That's a weird jinx, but I believe that that's Teddy's fault. So that wasn't a good idea, guys. You should have just kept making him lose. That was stupid. So anyway, yeah. Harper, exploring free agency. You know, a lot of people think he's going to stay in the National League. Other people think he's going to the Yankees. Who knows? I wouldn't hate it if he came to the Yankees. Obviously. If it were an either or, even with his, I'm going to say it in quotes, even though you can't see it, character issues, I think I'd prefer to have Manny Machado. But we'll see what happens. It is still really early. It is only November 7th. We have no idea what's happening in this offseason or how things are going to play out. And I'm really bad at predicting things, so I'm going to not do that because, yeah, I could be really wrong about that. So let's discuss Machado. Some people are saying the Cubs could possibly get Machado. They're thinking maybe he might stay in the NL after being traded to the Dodgers from the Orioles, but I could see Machado coming to the Yankees. He wants to be a Yankee. Of course, the whole character issue thing. Andy Martino of SNY, he mostly writes about Mets stuff, but he's claiming, according to a source, that the Yankees might be lukewarm on Machado because the sources told Martino that the Yankees' baseball operations and scouting departments didn't like Machado's behavior during the postseason, and that he also drew criticism because he said he's not a Johnny Hustle type of player. It's like, oh God, like, why say that? I don't know. And I really hope that the Yankees aren't dumb enough to be like, oh no, we don't want him because of that. Please. A-Rod will talk some sense into him. Don't worry about that. And Steve Phillips, who, I don't think he has a job, does he? Is he hired by anyone, Steve Phillips? All I remember is that he had that affair with that intern, and it was really bad. But anyway, he claimed on the 3rd in a tweet, "Bad news for Scott Boras and Bryce Harper. Per a source, the Yankees will not be in on Harper. Not a complete surprise, as indicated by re-signing of Brett Gardner." What? No. Give me a break. Just because the Yankees re-signed Brett Gardner doesn't mean they're not in on Bryce Harper. You never know what the hell the Yankees are going to do. They could go completely ham and just sign everyone and not care about the luxury tax thing. And just say, we're going to make our payroll $600 million. Who cares? So I don't think they're completely out. It's too early. Like I said, November 7th, no one knows what's going to happen. I apologize that my voice has suddenly gotten deeper. I had to pause the podcast to have a sneezing fit. The changing weather. Yesterday in New York, it was windy and rainy, but warm. And today it's really nice and sunny and feels a little coolish, but not that much cooler than yesterday. But my allergies are insane. And yeah, I had to actually press stop, sneeze about 5 times, and then start recording again, which is really fun for everyone involved. So anyway, yeah, don't count out either Machado or Harper for the Yankees. I know I said I wasn't going to talk about the Yankees, but here I am. I'm talking about them. Now, there are rumors that Philadelphia could sign both players because they have the financial flexibility to do so. Because they only have Scott Kingery and Odubel Herrera signed past the 2020 season. Do you remember? Well, I don't know if you guys remember, because a lot of the people who listen to this are considerably younger than me. But when I was in elementary school, 2020 seemed like such a cool year. Like, I was looking forward to 2020, and I remember as a kid thinking, oh my God, I'm turning 46 in 2020. I can't wait to see how old I'm going to look. Now I'm 2 years away from 2020, and I have an idea of what I'm going to look like in 2 years, not much different than right now. And it's just so funny. I mean, we're in 2018 and 2020 still seems so far away, and it's not. That is just, it's crazy. I don't know. I feel like the last 18 years since 2000 have just flown by. I don't know. It's very strange. 2020. Speaking of that, how long is Jacoby Ellsbury signed until? Like 2029? What is it again? Let's double check this. I think it's 2023. Does that sound right? Ugh. But Jacoby Ellsbury is going to be a player in 2019. Remember that, people. Let's see. Oh, no. He's only signed through 2020. Only. That's right, because he signed in, what was it, 2013, 2014? So, 2013. Right. Cano left. Oh, speaking of Cano and the Mariners, they are more than likely going to have a fire sale. They will keep a couple of players behind, but everyone else seems to be up for grabs, including Big Maple Paxton, the big tall dude who pitched a no-hitter. I wouldn't mind getting him, although I'm worried about his back injury that he had. I'm very iffy on people with back issues because I have back issues, and I know that once you have a back issue, you never not have a back issue. It's ridiculous how once you hurt your back will never be the same again in your entire life. I hurt my back in college 20 years ago, and it's still not right. So they were reporting that they are considering a fire sale. Jerry DePoto downplayed the possibility of the rebuild, but I mean, you might as well, because I've said this before, you're not, I don't know, they're not a terrible team, but they're not a great team, and they're always kind of like middling there, you know, just kind of like hanging out, and I think they need to do something that will set them up down the road. Because there's no way they're making the playoffs anytime soon. So you might as well just tear everything down, rebuild it back up, and see if you can get things done that way. And I think the Mariners are the perfect team to do that. So they went 89-73 this season, which is not bad. But, you know, the A's came out of nowhere, won 97 games. Houston, obviously, first place in the West. And I just think it's a good move for them. I really do. Someone was saying, oh, who was it? Someone in my Twitter feed was saying that the Yankees should get Cano and have him play first base. Like, get him back and stick him at first base. But Robinson Cano is old now. I mean, you should realize how long Robinson Cano has been playing baseball, but in case you don't remember, he came up in 05. That's a long time ago. He was 22 years and 193 days old when he made his debut on May 3rd, 2005. I remember it so well. It was such a big deal. And he's now 36. He turned 36 October 22nd. And he is signed through 2023. I really have no idea what the hell the Mariners were thinking signing him for that deal. I said it at the time, saying it again. What? Why? ?40-year-old Robinson Cano? Can you imagine what that's going to be like? And I have to say, you know, he was 35 this season. He was suspended because of the PED thing. But in those 80 games that he did play, he hit 303. He had 10 home runs. He had 47 strikeouts, 32 walks. So he's still a solid player at 36. Like, I don't see him falling off that much next season. Because, I mean, you shouldn't really do the rule of double. But if you did do the rule of doubling that, so instead of 80 games playing, well, all right, he played 161 in 2016. He played 150 in 2017. So say he played like 150 games in 2018 instead of 80. You could see him hitting more toward 20-something home runs. You know, keeping the average probably around 290, 295. He's always hit for average. You know, people don't... I don't think people remember that Robinson Cano exists because of where he is. He, like, disappeared. And when the news came out that he was suspended for the PEDs, it's like, oh, yeah, that's right. Cano plays in Seattle. It's like he's in Siberia up there. I don't know. That wasn't a smart move by Cano or them. So, yeah, let's bring him back. Let's bring him back as a first baseman. Forget Bryce Harper. I'm just kidding. Up next, who knows? But first, I spoke about Josh Donaldson on Monday's podcast when I was going through the top 20 free agents and the predictions of where they're going, how much they're signing for, how long they're signing for. And Donaldson scares me. I mean, I know the Yankees aren't going to sign him for anything, but I was looking on MLB.com, and it said, when healthy, Josh Donaldson has elite upside. But when is he healthy? He's turning 33 in December. He's had two seasons with injury issues, And those are his last two seasons, so that doesn't bode well. And sure, he won the MVP in 2015, and he's a good player again when healthy, but like, he can't stay healthy. If it's not his calf giving him issues, it's his shoulder giving him issues. And again, he's turning 33. So if you want him, you can't sign him for so long. You have to only sign him for a year to make sure that he can stay healthy. You know, I'm looking at this article by Mike Petrello, probably murdered that last name, I apologize. And he's going through every single stat. Sprint speed is one of them, which, how do you sprint when your calf is bothering you? So his 2019 steamer projection is 256, 366, 484 in 560 plate appearances, with a 131 WRC plus, 27 home runs, and a 4.5 WAR. If this happens, okay, if he plays long enough and doesn't have any injuries and hits 27 home runs, I will eat a hat. I don't know what kind of hat. Maybe I'll eat the hat of whatever team signs him. Yeah, we'll do that. How about that? So it seems that the Braves are interested in JT Realmuto, who some people were saying the Yankees should get because they don't trust Gary Sanchez behind the dish. Oh, speaking of Sanchez, he was hanging out with Pudge Rodriguez, probably talking about catching. If you look it up, look up the picture. It's on Twitter. It's all over the place. Pudge looks like a Domino's pizza delivery dude. And someone was, wow, Pudge is so old now. He's 46. Okay, he's only 2 years older than me. Shut up about him being old. Thank you. Now, it claims, this article about free agent rumors claims that both the Yankees and Mets are interested in Andrew Miller. I love Andrew Miller. I really do. When he's on, he's on. But he's also having multiple injury problems. He had a knee issue, right knee. He had left shoulder. He was on the disabled list a few times. He only threw 34 innings, and those 34 innings were not good. With that said, if those were just aberrations, I wouldn't mind seeing Andrew Miller back in the bullpen, but he's old-ish for a baseball player. He's 33. And again, 2019 could be a bounce-back year for him. I don't know. All these guys' injuries just really scare me. And that's all the Yankees need. They have enough injury issues with Didi out because of Tommy John and all the stuff that happened this season with the injuries and everything. Like, I can't even believe they won 100 games with as many injuries as they had. Miller could be a good addition to the Mets. And, you know, the bullpen has always kind of been an issue with the Mets. So that could be a big pickup for them. It's just what matters for the Yankees is what happens with Zach Britton and David Robertson, where they go, if they stay, if they don't stay. Another reliever who's out there is Kimbrel. Looks like the Phillies are interested in him. I'm going to laugh my ass off if the Phillies end up signing Kimbrel, Machado, and Harper, and then they build a super team. I'd be happy for my Philly fan friends because I have a lot of them for some reason, and it would piss off Met fans so much, and that would be hilarious. We'll see what happens there. Again, I've said this 15 times already today. It's November 7th. I have no idea what is going to happen. So I think that's it for today. There really isn't, there's nothing happening. So I apologize for the lack of news that's going on, but it is so slow and it's hard to come up with things to talk about when nothing is happening. Nothing is happening. Like I said on Monday, the GM meetings are soon, the winter meetings are soon. Once those happen, some things will probably take off. You know, you don't expect big free agents to sign early because they want to look around and see what they can get from everyone. It must be nice to be so good at your job that someone will want to offer you like $100 million. Here, I think you're great. Let me sign you for $100 million a year. I'd be happy with like $10 right now. If anyone has $10, please send it to me. I have Venmo or PayPal. I'm just kidding. So that's it for today's episode of Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I've been your host, Stacey Gatsoulias. Again, I apologize for this being all over the place, but there's nothing to talk about. You can follow me on Twitter at the Locked On Yankees account or at my personal account, Stace Gotts. Once again, you can email questions or comments to lockedonnyy@gmail.com. You can rate the podcast on Apple and on Google. You can subscribe at Apple, Google, Spotify, and Stitcher. Rate the podcast. Don't rate it by today's episode. Listen to a few. Listen to Monday's episode. Monday's episode was pretty good. There was more to talk about. So hopefully there will be more to talk about later this week. And until then, enjoy your Wednesday, everyone.